天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。在今天的节目中呢，麦克牧师将会带领大家继续来学习有关主导文的意义。我们常常都会祷告说，愿您的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。那我们怎么才能知道神的旨意呢？就小环个人经历而言，当我面临生活中各种各样的抉择的时候，都会急切地跑到神面前祷告，寻求神的旨意。事实上，很多时候，小环我呢，出发点是错的。因为我去祷告是害怕做了选择之后会失败，或者会受伤，或者浪费时间，却忘记了说祷告本身是为了荣耀神，我的任何一个选择也都是为了荣耀神来做。那可能也会有些听众朋友们会问，究竟如何祷告和寻求神呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们一起来听听麦克牧师的观点吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you have been listening to this series of messages from the Lord's Prayer, you know that we stopped when we're talking about Thy Kingdom Come.
假如你一直在收听主导文这个系列，你就会知道，在上一次的节目中，我们讲到愿你的国降临这一部分。
And today we're going to talk about Thy Will Be Done.
今天我们要讲愿你的旨意成全这一句话。
Probably one of the most recurring questions by Christian is this.
或许一个基督徒最常问的问题就是
How do I know the will of God?
我怎样才能知道神的旨意呢？
This question takes many forms.
这个问题有很多的问法，比如
Should I marry this person or not?
我应不应该和这个人结婚呢？
Should I take this job or not?
我应不应该做这份工作呢？
Should I make this move or not?
我应不应该跨出这一步呢？
Should I accept doing certain ministry or not?
我应不应该接受这项侍奉呢？
Most of these questions have to do with the things that are not clearly revealed in the Word of God.
这些都是在圣经里没有个别指示或说明的问题。
And I have met people, though, who confuse the will of God with their own will.
然而我见过许多人混淆了神的旨意和他们自己的意愿。
They answer their own prayers.
其实他们是想实现自己的心愿。
They rationalize their sin.
他们为自己的罪找理由。
And they do things contrary to the will of God as it is revealed in the Word of God.
他们明知故犯，谬解神的话语，做那些违背神旨意的事情。
They say God wants me to do this or that.
他们还说是神让我做这些事的。
There are others who are contented to pray.
还有些人似乎很乐意祷告说
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Unless, of course, God's will clashes with their will.
可是当神的旨意与他们的意愿冲突的时候，就另当别论了。
Or until God's will challenges their will.
或者当神的旨意挑战他们的意愿时。
Or until God's will denies their will.
还有当神拒绝他们的意愿时，他们就不这么说了。
Listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
We don't like for our will to be thwarted.
我们不喜欢自己的愿望被打断。
We don't like our rights to be questioned.
我们不喜欢我们的权利受到威胁。
If there was one visible change that has taken place throughout the world in the past few decades, it is this.
如果说在过去几十年里，世界上有哪些明显的变化，那就是
Our need, or what we think our needs are, or what we are told our needs are, has become the focus of many economies.
人们的需要已经成为经济发展的焦点。不论那是我们自说自话或人云亦云的需要。
The problem with that is this.
这个变化所带来的问题在于
We have raised our expectations to an unrealistic level.
我们把自己的期望抬到一个不现实的高度。
But even something worse than this.
更糟糕的是
As long as our perceived needs appear to be met,At the expense of morality and ethics, we are willing to sell our morality, our integrity, to whomever can meet our needs.
只要能满足我们所谓的需要，甚至不惜出卖我们的道德品格来换取。
This is happening at many levels.
这种事情每天都发生在生活的各个层面中。
Husbands and wives, look at each other and ask,How are you going to meet my needs?
夫妻之间彼此对问说，你如何来满足我的需要呢？
Employees look at their employers and say, How are you going to meet my needs?
雇员对他们的老板说，你打算怎样满足我的需要？
Alas, this cancer has now crept into the Church of Jesus Christ.
哎，这种毒瘤已经蔓延到耶稣基督的教会。
The church is the one place where everyone is to be serving and ministering to one another.
教会应该是一个互相服侍、彼此造就的地方。
Yet people look for their needs to be met.
但人们却来到这里寻求自我满足。
And often they don't know what these needs are.
其实他们往往不知道自己的需要到底是什么。
And that's why you find people...are going from church to church to church looking for their needs to be met.
这就是为什么很多人从这个教会转到那个教会，又转到另一个教会，为要寻求自我满足。
When Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray, pray like this manner.
当耶稣对他的门徒说，所以你们祷告要这样说。
Our Father who's in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣的意思是什么呢？
Where is the emphasis placed?
他的重点在哪里呢？
Let us look at it.
我们来看一看。
God's name.
神的名字。
God's kingdom.
神的国度。
God's will.
神的旨意。
And Jesus did not say,Do what I say.
耶稣并没有讲照我说的去做。
But he showed us how that the very essence of the Christian faith is not a list of do's and don'ts, but the essence of the faith is a person.
他乃是向我们表明，基督教信仰的本质不在于一连串的框条，该做什么或不该做什么。信仰的本质是在于这位耶稣基督。
A person who owned the universe but became the poorest of the poor.
他是拥有宇宙万物的神，却成为贫穷人中最卑贱的。
A person who gave up his job of running the universe so he may become an itinerant preacher.
他放弃掌管宇宙的尊位，甘心成为风尘仆仆的传道人。
A person who had no need for anything.And yet asked for a drink of water.
他本来一无所缺，竟然要向人讨一口水喝。
A person who was robed in splendor, and yet he hung on a cross.
他本来满有荣耀尊贵，却被钉死在十字架上。
A person who could demand and receive the allegiance of the entire human race, yet he gave himself up to redeem only those who believe in him.
他本可以指挥全人类做他的部属，却甘愿舍弃自己的生命，救赎凡相信他的人。
And that is why the true Christian faith is finding itself in a head-on collision with this world's system of unmet needs.
这就是基督教信仰和世上贪得无厌的心态互相抵触的原因。
Now, please don't misunderstand me.
请不要误会我的意思。
I am not saying that human needs are irrelevant.
我并不是说人类的需要无关紧要。
I'm not saying that human beings are to be valued only in spiritual and non-material terms.
我并不是说只能在属灵方面看人类的价值，物质方面则不值一提。
Poverty is degrading and harmful.
我不是说贫穷是耻辱有害的事。
Disease and sickness and death are a result of sin.
也不是说疾病是罪所带来的必然结果。
But what I am saying is that if perceived needs become our focus, they will soon become our God.
我所要强调的乃是，如果我们一味专注在自以为是的需要上，这些需要就会变成我们的偶像了。
That is why Jesus told the disciples that when you pray, you must pray in like manner.
这就是为什么耶稣教导门徒说，你们祷告的时候要这样说
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成全。
Why?
为什么呢
Because Jesus knew that if my needs become central,
因为耶稣明白，如果我们的需要成为我们关注的焦点，
then God's will and God's glory and God's honor will cease to be central in my life.
那么神的旨意、神的荣耀以及神的尊贵就不再是我们人生的重心。
If my needs become the focus,
如果我们只关注我们的需要,
then my prayer will not be your will be done, but it will be my will be done.
那么我们的祷告将不再是愿你的旨意成全，而是愿我的意思成就。
You might find initial excitement, but ultimately it is in the doing of the will of God that you can truly find fulfillment, not in meeting of your felt needs.
只想着自己的需要，也许会带给你一时的快乐，但唯有遵行神的旨意，你才会得到真正的满足。
It is in serving and giving, not in taking and receiving, that you will find true joy.
只有当服侍和付出，而不是只想着收取和获得时，你才会找到真正的喜乐。
We are made for seeking God's honor and glory.
我们被造是为了荣耀和尊崇神。
We are made for obeying and doing the will of God.
我们被造是为了顺服遵行神的旨意。
We are not made for the world systems.
我们不是为这个世界而造的。
And that is why our prayer and our true cry should be, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们的祷告和真正的呼求应该是这样的，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When you truly seek to know the will of God, you are doing something important.
假如你真想寻求神的旨意，其实你正在做一件很重要的事。
You are rebelling against the modern idea that says that sin is inevitable, so you might as well give in to it.
要知道，现代有一股潮流认为罪是无可避免的，你这么做就是反潮流，与时事对抗。还不如放弃吧。
You are rebelling against the ungodliness of this world system.
你正在与这个抵挡神的世界抗争。
You are rebelling against the era that says all bad and wrong and evil things in this world come from the hand of God, and we must accept it thus.
你正在与世界的谬论抗争，他们说世界上一切的坏事和邪恶都来自神的手。我们只能接受现实。
Bad things are from the hand of Satan.
其实，恶事来自撒旦。
What God does is bring good out of them.
神却能让坏事变成好事。
But God is not the author of evil.
但邪恶绝不是从神来的。
There are people who are afraid to pray, your will be done.
有些人很怕祷告说，愿你的旨意成全。
Why?
为什么呢？
They think that God's will is capricious and vindictive.
他们认为神的旨意往往反复无常，捉摸不定，而且总是带有惩罚性。
They think that God's will is to punish us for our past sins.
他们认为神的旨意就是要惩罚我们过去所犯的罪。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细听我所要说的话。
These thoughts could not be further from the truth.
这些想法是完全错误的。
God's will is consistent with God's character.
神的旨意和神的性格永远是一致的。
And we saw in earlier broadcasts how God's character is that of mercy, grace, love, integrity, impeccability, compassion, and justice.
从前几次的信息中，我们知道神是一位满了仁义、恩典、慈爱、正直、完全、怜悯和公义的神。
No wonder Jesus said in Matthew 7:21.
难怪耶稣在马太福音七章二十一节这么说。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
People can claim to be religious all they want.
人们可以把自己说成是多么虔诚的人。
But if they are not living in obedience to the will of God that is revealed in the Word of God, they will not enter into the kingdom of God.
但是如果不按神的心意遵行他的话语，他们就不能够进入天国。
Some of you may ask the question that we started with in this broadcast.
也许有些朋友会问刚才节目一开始我所提的问题。
How do I know the will of God?
我怎么知道神的旨意是什么呢？
First, by obeying His word.
首先你要听从神的话。
I know there are some who try to obey God by gritting their teeth until their jaws are about to explode.
我知道有一些人试图咬紧牙关来顺服神。
Is this what Jesus had in mind?
这是不是耶稣本来的意思呢？
Probably not.
不是这样的。
Obey whatever way you want, but why not enjoy the journey of obedience?
你可以用自己的方式来顺从神。但为什么不高高兴兴地顺服神呢？
Why not have fun in melting your will with the will of God?
为什么不让你的心意去符合神的旨意，并享受其中的喜乐呢？
Listen again to what Jesus is teaching us.
请再听一次耶稣教导我们的。
Father in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在天上的父，愿你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
It is obvious to everyone that the perfect will of God is not being done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们都很清楚，今天神完美的旨意在地上，并没有像在天上那样彻底实现。
Think about it.
请你想一想。
What is in heaven?
天上有什么呢？
There are no miseries in heaven.
在天上没有痛苦。
There are no hardships in heaven.
在天上没有艰辛。
There is joy in heaven.
在天上充满了喜乐。
There is contentment in heaven.
在那里一切都得到满足。
There is perfect peace in heaven.
在天上有真正的平安。
And when you enjoy doing the will of God and not just enduring the will of God, you are bringing heaven into your heart.
当你乐意遵从神的旨意，而不是忍受神的旨意，天国就进驻到你心里了。
Things may be falling apart all around you, but you will be at peace.
你周围的一切可能会崩溃，但你却有平安。
When you bend your will to His will, you are having heaven on earth.
当你把心转向神的时候，你人虽在地上，却能享受天上的福乐。
Listening friends, don't mistake this.
我亲爱的朋友，千万别弄错了。
The Christians who go around sad, sour, and sulking are an embarrassment to God.
一个基督徒整天愁眉苦脸的，让神很难堪的。
If anyone should be joyful and fun-loving, it is the Christians.
基督徒应该是乐观而幽默的。
The only thing that will bring you misery is self-assertion and stubbornness and the unyielding of your will.
当你顺着自己的私意，应着景象，任意而行的时候，只会给你带来痛苦。
I speak from first-hand experience. I am not just preaching to you or at you.
这不是板起脸来说教，而是经验之谈。
To obey and cooperate is to submit myself to someone else.
顺服的意思就是把我个人的意愿降服在另一个意愿之下。
The psalmist says in 40 verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God.
诗篇四十篇八节说，我的神哪，我乐意照你的旨意行。
If you obey my words, you abide in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
In John 15:14, Jesus said, You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
约翰福音十五章十四节，耶稣说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You may be asking and saying, How do I do that?
也许你会问，我怎么样遵行呢？
You begin by making a decision in your heart to live under his control.
首先你要下定决心，愿意活在神掌管之下。
Secondly, you ask the Holy Spirit to invade and permeate your mind and your will.
第二，祈求圣灵进驻到你心里，并主导你的思想意志。
Then you'll discover that you will have the mind of the Spirit.
之后，你就会发现你能够思圣灵所思，想圣灵所想。
But I'm sure some of you are saying, I endeavor to live in obedience to the will of God and the word of God, but my problem is in the areas you mentioned in the beginning of your message.
但我相信有些人会说，我也努力过一个顺服神旨意和神话语的生活，但我的问题是，当关系到你一开始所提的那些问题时，我该怎么办呢？比如说
，Which way to go？
到底应该选择哪条路呢
？Which job to take？
到底应该干哪一行工作呢
？Which person to marry？
到底应该和谁结婚呢
？Let me give you my personal program in answer to this question.
这些问题，我个人有一些处理的方案。
First, I ask myself.
首先，我会问自己。
Is this consistent with the word of God, or is it contrary to the word of God?
这样做会不会和神的话语相冲突呢？
If I'm not sure, I ask a godly Christian to help me.
假如我不确定，我会找一个基督徒来咨询一下。
And if it is consistent with the word of God, then I go to the next step.
假如和神的话语没有冲突，我会进行下一步。
A second, I ask myself.
第二，我会问我自己
：Have I faced this situation or situation like this before？
我曾经面对过类似的情况吗
？If so, what did God show me then？
如果遇到过，那么当时神是如何引领我的呢
？You see, God is a consistent God.
要知道，神是永远不改变的。
If you have made a mistake before, don't repeat it.
假如你曾经做错过，不要再犯同样的错误。
Third,
第三
，If the decision is a hard one and far beyond me, I seek the wisdom of prayerful counsel.
假如那真是很难下的决定，实在不是我个人能承担的，我会去请教那些常常祷告、有属灵智慧的人。
I seek the wisdom of mature godly individuals.
我会找那些灵命成熟的基督徒给我忠告。
Fourth,
第四
，Seek God's perfect will for the situation and mean it.
诚心诚意寻求神在这件事上完美的旨意，并说到做到。
Sometimes we say we want God's will, but most often we want God's perfect will to agree with our perfect plan.
很多时候我们口头上说要寻求神的旨意，其实是要神来同意我们自己的计划。
Fifth,
第五
Expect and wait for God.
盼望等候神。
His delay does not mean his denial.
他的单言并不等于他的拒绝。
One time I prayed for something for more than 10 years.
有一次我为一件事情祷告了十年。
I knew in my heart that I was praying for God's perfect will.
我知道我是在寻求神完美的旨意。
But God said, keep on praying.
但神却说要继续祈求。
I have already ordered the answer.
其实神已经有确定的答案了。
It is only the delivery that is taking longer because it is serving God's purpose in my life.
但神为了要实现他在我身上的计划，需要一段长时间来成就他的旨意。
Six.
第六。
Be ready for God to either open the door wide or close it tight.
预备接受任何后果，无论神开路也好，关门也好。
It is my prayer for each one of you.
我会为你祷告。
That you will seek to know and obey the will of God, no matter the cost.
求神给你一颗寻求的心，并且不惜任何代价来顺服神的旨意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的天路导向节目。小环相信通过麦克牧师的讲道，大家对于坚信神全能大手的带领有了更深一步的了解和认识。其实只要我们充满喜乐和平安地去顺服神，神就会为我们开路。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里。愿神祝福大家能够给我们智慧，更多的去了解和认识神。我们下周再见。